I admit it. I'm old enough to remember Zed Cars, the gritty police drama of the 60s and 70s. I watched because my parents watched. And although it purported to be fairly true to life, there was no swearing or violence. The squad cars of the title were often parked up a side street, with Jock and Fancy sat inside, making the kind of inconsequential small talk we've now become used to in Hill Street Blues, The Wire and Happy Valley. There was a team of writers, all men of course, and as a child I wouldn't have taken much notice of who wrote what, but in retrospect I'm sure I particularly enjoyed Alan Plater's episodes, because he crafted scenes where the dialogue switched from serious to flippant and back again, just as real conversation does. He was a conduit for real people, and he took this role very seriously. I gave Alan Plater inspiration status some years later with his Beiderbecke trilogy for ITV. These gentle, witty dramas seem to involve dodgy local politics, but I'd need to Google the storylines for a precise description. It didn't and doesn't actually matter. What was so appealing was the sharp, idiosyncratic dialogue, the eccentric characters, and above all, the comfortable relationship between the central characters, Trevor and Jill. And because Alan Plater was an obsessive jazz fan, the soundtrack was stuffed with his favourite music. In the 80s, when these dramas were broadcast, I was still a feature writer and probably hadn't even admitted to myself that I'd love to write scripts for a living. I certainly didn't see myself becoming a colleague of Alan Plater's. He remained top of his game until he took a gentle kind of retirement to listen to Thelonious Monk and escape the whims of the 12-year-olds now running television drama. He died in 2010 at the age of 75. So many writers have inspired me and still do, but what made my admiration of Alan Plater complete was that there were a number of years when both he and I served on the Executive Council of the Writers Guild. Other amazing writers sat around the conference table discussing rights, fees and good practice. Jimmy Perry, who called me Teddy, Olwen Wymark, Jill Higham. But there was Alan Plater, a study in self-deprecation and laid-back wisdom. I tried not to be tongue-tied whenever I plucked up the nerve to speak. I hoped he wouldn't see how in awe I was. It would have embarrassed us both, but mostly me. We were eventually on cheek-kissing terms, my writing hero and I. He was talking to me as an equal, just as he related to all fellow writers. We were both writers, simple as that. I was at Borth Beach in Wales when I heard on the car radio that he had died. I hadn't seen him in years and didn't know he was ill. Ends of eras have become clichés, but this definitely was one.